Hello, and welcome back to episode 12 of Heroic Stats, an Any Heroics podcast. My name's Stephen. I'm current GBHL ranking officer and, of course, leader of Any Heroics, the most talked about team in the GBHL, technically. I
Byron.
am, as always, joined by Dave Farmer. He's the one who actually gives the podcast some form of competitive legitimacy. The intern is away on holiday this week. I've actually given him a week off. He's been working so hard lately that I thought, you haven't seen your family in 10 years. Okay, I'll unchain you from the basement.
He's earned it.
So instead, we have the wonderful, the delightful Jasmine Tetley, queen of many things and world champion. Jasmine, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello, my name's Jasmine, and I've been playing the game for too long to remember. Longer than Elliot has been alive, which is a scary thought. But yeah, so played in the GBHL since maybe 2018 because I took a break around uni. But yeah, and then just do anything and everything. So yeah, at the moment, like I got back into it because of the teams aspect. Because I'd already kind of like done more than I expected to in the game before then. But yeah, and then yeah, just obviously like some of the obscure things I do, like Conkers, Middle Earth, same thing really. No difference, right?
Now, when you say conquers, I think it's important to clarify that you are reigning women's world champion and you've had it three times. Is that correct?
Yes, so I'm the reigning grand champion, and I'm the only player to have won three grand finals, which is men's v women's, as well. So, yeah.
Also, I should point out that Jasmine has finished second in the GBHL as well, which he sort of glazed past that at speed, but in 2020, 2021, Jasmine finished second. So
Was that because I
nobody
finished
smashed.
one position above you? I
You
didn't want to
finished two
say.
positions above me. I finished fourth that year, just barely. Came down to the finale, which I'm used to, by the way. It's happened twice.
Rest in peace.
Literally the final game of the final finale. It'd been 2021 as well. If I'd won that game, I would have finished third in the league, or possibly even second in the league ahead of you, Jasmine.
If you'd have won and J. Claire had finished second, I would have finished fourth.
Yeah,
But
if I'd.
J. Claire finished second and you finished third, so then I
Yeah.
finished second. And I wasn't even at the event.
Yeah, well, Jay and I were playing each other in the final game, so there was no way for both of those things to happen. If I was winning the tournament, if I'd beaten him, I would have won the tournament and he wouldn't have finished second row and would have done.
So before we
Anyway,
go too far down
throwback.
this rabbit hole, of oh, this happened 12 years ago. let's just get quickly onto the first and most important segment, hobbying. Stephen, what have you been up to hobby-wise? Actually, since we last talked, nothing. I've got a big weekend planned for Easter. Gonna take a bunch of models across country and hopefully get all of my Thranduil's halls knocked out in 3 days.
By yourself, presumably?
No, with Monica.
Of course.
Yes, because she's very enthusiastic. Although I have to introduce her to contrast paints, so we'll see how that goes
Oh, I
down.
mean, I feel like that's the best way of getting the whole thing done, surely.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, my hobby time this weekend was a tournament. We'll be talking about in a little bit. I haven't done any hobby since last week, though. Nothing other than I submitted my list for City of Steel, which is a tournament in a couple of weeks with some unique rules.
Yeah.
But other than that, I didn't really do any hobby work.
Jasmine, you've got any cool or new projects on the go?
So I painted one model this year, which was quite cool because it was a different spider. And then I've not really done anything recently, but I do have a full proxy army for Black Riders. I'm not going to say what the proxies are, but that's going to be quite a long-term project. So that's what I've got to do.
Okay, I was about to say, I hope that's not for City of Steel because I don't
It
want to play City
wouldn't
of
do
Steel.
well. Black
Someone
Riders at City of Steel.
has taken Black Riders to City of Steel, by the way, in
I think
case
we
it's.
noted the scenarios. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. It's
I
the
don't
usual
see
Black
it.
Riders thing.
I don't see it doing well, but also,
You forgo that you forgo the king's colours, so
yeah. But
you
that doesn't
lose.
actually lose you anything. It just means your opponent always scores the bonus TP.
It also means your army's less efficient because you're not making the most of the rules
Yeah.
pack. How
Well,
about you?
also, but then again, arguably, it'll be eight wraiths will be quite good at capturing King's Colours. So, you know,
Yeah,
tomato, tomato.
true,
I
true.
don't think it's a good the right choice. I think Finley said you got to play the rules pack because that's the whole point.
But for those unaware, Jasmine has a Disney princess army, I believe, is that right? Of proxies.
Yeah, so it's Corsairs, which are evil Disney princesses.
Yeah, that's it's quite cool. But moving on, we are of course here at Heroic Stats, sponsored by, if my PowerPoint will click across, by I say if it's sponsored, we are affiliated with Firestorm Games. Get all your hobby supplies there. There is a QR code. There'll be a link in the description as well. Big shout out to them. As previously stated, we love Firestorm Games, and we're very proud to be affiliated with them.
Good venues,
Good, lovely
gaming, card
venues.
gaming, data tabletop
Yeah.
gaming, all the
Anything
good
nerd
stuff.
related. But on to the events of the weekend. A tournament which we were all at, One Ring to Rule the Bubbles, which was a GBH 100. It was hosted by Matt King of Dragon SPG Events. Missed the close brackets there. I'll have to fire myself. It was 700 points, six games over 2 days. It was entirely random scenarios, so you could have repeated pools. Except round three was always going to be modified hold ground. Now, what was special about this version of hold ground is that you, for each turn that you had the most models in the center around the objective, as though you would normally for hold ground, you got one, well, one marker. And then at the end of the game, you tallied up who had the most, and then you score it as though you would for hold ground, but with number of turns instead of number of models at the end of the game. So an impetus on getting to the center quickly, as well as also being able to hold the position. How do we all find that change? Because I thought it was quite interesting. It just meant that I double marched to the center and then sat in the middle trying to push my opponent out.
If I'm
I
honest,
would
I don't understand the motivation behind it, really.
make one big change. If this is what you want to do, I'd still make the last turn count for triple.
Yeah, I.
Because if somebody had one fast moving model that was like a bat, and you're suddenly in the middle, and then the other person can't contest, if you rack up 3 turns, it's almost impossible to come back from. Yeah.
let me explain what happened in my game. So I came on second, so great, good start. My opponent had to spend a couple of might, brought his whole army on together. It was Serpent Horde. Came on together. I brought on my whole army on the other side of the board. I had the Spider Queen and I popped a Broodling and I got in there turn one. He couldn't shoot me. I got 8 points and he didn't get any because I got a Broodling there on the first turn. So, rubbish. I don't understand why they changed this,
It was
frankly.
a
I
nice.
mean.
It's nice to see attempts at making rules packs different.
Yeah, I agree. I don't understand. For one thing, I don't really get why it was round three, and I don't really get why it was changed at all. I should ask Matt because I could totally do that. But
Yeah.
I just, frankly, I think making the Spider Queen stronger is hilarious
I'm
because
sure he will
you don't
defend
need no
himself in the
help.
comments because he is
Yeah,
an avid
he does
listener.
listen. So
Yeah.
explain yourself,
So,
Matt. I gotta know.
most sporting was Rob Howard. And best painted was Chris Soper, who we will get onto in just a moment. Most drowned models, you'll understand the significance of that in a moment, was Adam Searens. And let's just quickly go to a specific part of the rules pack, water features. Now, it was in Bath, obviously, haha, Bath water. Importantly, every piece of the terrain that was water on the board would be deep water. Look up your deep water rules before the tournament, or at least everyone should have
Yeah.
done. And there will be at least one piece of water terrain on each board. Now, there were some boards that were totally dominated by water, I would say. And there were some boards where it was a river down the side. And then there were some
Well,
boards where it was one or two lakes.
there was, some boards where there was basically like one medium-sized lake in one corner. And then
Yeah.
there was one, I think there was like table four, which I had the, I played on one of the games. It had a river that was a couple of inches wide across the entire board with one bridge. And I remember thinking like, wow, I'm glad I'm playing this in a scenario where I have such a huge advantage. I played it on when I played the modified hold ground with this Broodling because that could have really screwed me if I'd had to actually cross that. If I'd been forced to cross it for one reason or another, with an entire heavy armor army, it's, you know, it's, you could easily have lost like 10 models just trying to cross the river. And I know that's the point, but I think the skew of how much water was on every board was essentially what I was worried about going into this event. And I was fortunate not to get screwed over by it. So, I mean, it was declared, but you know, the rules pack was vague. It did say it could be any amount of water, but it didn't say, you know, there was no like promise on fairness or averageness. So you kind of had to take, there was a lot of like, maybe this will be good, maybe it'll be horrible in the rules pack, because realistically, we didn't know what the boards were going to look like beforehand.
Yeah, I think I thought the water terrain was actually quite interesting. It affected almost none of my games because there was almost never an onus on me to come to my opponent because I always play Blinding Light Elves and therefore I have the board control advantage usually, scenario dependent. We will come on to some interesting uses of the water rules later on. But for now, there was another part of the rules pack which said you're allowed to bring your own bit of water terrain as long as it fit within a 6 by 6 by 6 box. That's 6 inches, not 6 centimeters. So just a few examples of some nice water terrain pieces. A lot of people actually took this to the kind of artistic level. You know, we had some very pretty ones. There's Golem on a rock. There's a little oasis. There's a waterfall. There were a few more cynical ones, myself included, who I just did a big bit of woodland terrain because obviously I was playing elves and
With
put
a
a tiny
puddle in it.
puddle in the middle as the water feature, because
Yeah.
the rules pack permitted it. And one person I played against did say, "I don't hate you for doing this. I hate the rules pack for allowing it."
Yeah.
Hey, it was an infinitely deep puddle.
It was an infinitely deep puddle, and nothing drowned in it. Because I'll be honest, most of the time we've forgotten about it.
Yeah.
But it was nice to be able to bring your own bit of terrain. I did
Similar.
abuse that bit of woodland in at least two, maybe three of my games, which was quite nice.
Yeah, it's a similar rule to something that Ali King, younger brother of Matt King,
Yeah.
does at his event, City of Kings. They have this bring along a terrain piece rule,
Yeah.
and people have been gamey. People quite often just like to have something they can put on the board that benefits them, you know, just so they can break up line of sight corridors or what have you. I
Yeah.
think it's a nice idea. I think it. The size constraint basically means you're never going to be. There's a size constraint, and then there's a placement constraint where you can't put it too close to other terrain. So you're never going to break the game with it.
But you can kind of bring
Yeah.
things in your advantage. So, for
Oh,
example,
yeah.
Contest of Champions, I won the roll off to place the piece of terrain, and I was playing against Elliot Harry with Suladam. I placed my bit of woodland terrain in the middle of the board, so Suladam mounted had to start in the woodland terrain, wouldn't be able to charge anything turn one, and it basically won me the game because I was using Galadriel and therefore gave me the time and positioning to basically use magic and other models to win the game. So I think without that rule, I might not have won that game.
That scumbag.
I will say from my games, if you were both bringing like a nearly full-on 6-inch water piece feature, it did actually really clog up the board in a way that was game changing, for whatever reason.
I
Well, I
think I
mean,
played next to you two or three times. And narrowly avoiding you, I would refer to it as. And I was looking over thinking, that area is a lot of water on that board there.
Well, deep water is deadly. Like standard armies, anything with heavy armor and shield has a 50-50 chance to die every time it moves, starts its turn or moves in watery terrain. You know, so it's deadly. So having a lot of deep water on the boards was game changing.
But that's the thing, it's two guaranteed rolls. If you go in, that's
Well, if
one
you
roll,
get,
and then to come back out again, that's another
yeah,
roll. So
but
it's a minimum of two rolls.
no one was going into large areas of deep water willingly, though, were they, realistically?
Not willingly,
Unless they were
which
trying to kill their models.
teaser we will get
Yes.
to later. But first, we do have the best painted.
Yeah.
Now, I will show you the best painted army as well. I did just want to give a quick shout out to Chris Robson, who did some really cool objective markers for this event,
Oh,
where
yeah, I
he
saw
had
these.
Peter Jackson's filming equipment. So he has a green
Yeah.
screen, a camera, etc., and Peter Jackson on a chair. And I just thought they were so cool. I'd had to
You had
shout
to
them out.
shout out. Yeah, no,
Yeah,
I was
they were
impressed
really
by
cool.
those. I enjoyed them. I don't
He
know how he
basically,
got them, but
anything that imaginative is just the reason why you play the game.
he came best, third best in painted. He came third in best painted. Bleh. And he had, I was chatting to him afterwards, and he was like, "Yeah, I definitely got it because of the objectives, not because of the army." And I was
He
like,
was using Army of the Dead. I don't
"Fair
know
enough."
about that. I those were nice looking Army of the Dead, honestly. Like genuinely, like they were painted brown, like not they weren't painted traditionally ghostly, which is for me, I think, a superior way to paint them. And I think it wasn't like flashy, but it was really nice. All the models are like you take a second, you think like, oh, it's Army of the Dead painted kind of dark, and then you look closer and you're like, oh, that's nice. That's actually a really nice paint job. I
Yeah.
particularly loved his Aragorn and Legolas as well. They looked amazing. And the king, I think, was a converted king of the dead. Had a some directional lighting and a flaming green sword, which is pretty cool. So,
I'm not entirely sure. More importantly, though, the person who actually won Best Painted
all right.
is Chris Soper with his last March of the
Yes.
Ents army with Merry and Pippin on top. I love it when Ent players make every model unique. I think that's because there's essentially three kits that you can actively buy nowadays. The fact that he's actually, given the other model, well, I think it's a converted tree beard. It's the one on the back middle
I
at
couldn't
front.
tell you. It could be a third party. I mean that the back right is a
It's an
that's
old metal one,
an old metal
yeah.
end, yeah, which is very heavily inspired by the sort of old Warhammer Fantasy 6th edition Wood Elf tree
Tree
man.
man, yeah. I love that Ent model. I love it so much more than the new one. Not their heroes, just the new generic kit.
Yeah, I was going to say the new
Yeah.
generic Ent is of an era where big plastic kits were quite new, and they have an unfortunate tendency to all look the same. The Mordor Troll is in a similar boat. The plastic one is a nice model, but it's not very like when you've seen one,
Customizable,
you've seen all
yeah.
of them. Even though it's very customizable, it sort of isn't in a way.
Yeah, because it's essentially, what is that, nine pieces
Yeah.
of things that you can pose with the two leg joints, two arm joints, and then the main body.
Yeah.
Although this is a really beautiful silver
Oh
birch
yeah,
style.
no, he's done a great
Yeah.
job painting it. I really like the quick beam model that came out as well. That guy looks great.
Yeah.
Big fan of that. But then Forge World.
It's
So.
also nice to see that the bludgeoning as well, the Dragon Emperor.
Yes.
Clearly that's what it's inspired with.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure if it's a result of of the FAQ. I would have thought not because that was a month ago, and I mean,
Is that add an Easter egg to his hand?
I did
Oh.
speak to him very briefly, and he said that he did actually. I think he bludgeoned the Witch King, I think. So that's
It's a good
quite fun.
target for the bludgeon, to be fair.
Yeah.
I like that he's got the shield in his other hand as well. It's a nice touch.
Yeah, just in case he needs to use the shielding rule, right?
Exactly.
But away from Chris Soper's lovely, lovely models,
I
and
do believe
onto
he also got Wooden Spoon as well.
he did,
I might
yes.
be wrong about that, but I think he did.
He did, yeah. Chris Soper
Never
won
let it
both
be
Wooden
said that
Spoon.
Ents are a competitive army.
Yes.
They're not.
Hey, listen, they can't be transfixed.
That is actually quite hard to deal with if you're playing a list like Black Riders or Vanquishers. Ents are just like, hello, we can't be stopped by your stupid magic, idiot. And they just throw stones and laugh.
Yeah, if you're a TO looking for someone to match up Black Riders into, make sure you choose the
Give
Ents
them the
player.
Ents.
Yeah.
Give them a volley.
Did they have a rule about deep water? Because I
No.
don't think they do, even though in the films they literally cause a flood and stand in it.
Yeah, well,
Yeah. But just
yeah, but then they
if
can't be
the edge of their
compelled into
base
deep water, so.
goes into the puddle on my wooden terrain,
Yeah, on a one they die.
on a one they die.
Smart.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Moving on to the winning or podiuming lists,
Yeah.
it's third place, our current GBHL, I'm not going to say president because he's not president, but prime minister, Mr. Dewey Evans, with
Coordinator,
his,
tyrant,
well, yeah,
despot,
same thing.
whatever you want to call it.
The one who basically kicked out Ali King and told him he couldn't be in charge anymore, bringing his Serpent Horde list. Now,
That is shocking.
I mean, if you see Dewey Evans at a tournament, you expect one of two things. It's either Great Beasts or Serpent Horde. And in
Or
some
both.
cases, it's both. He has in his army, which has 48 models and 23 bows, Suladan the Serpent Lord on horse, five Hurretan warrior with bow, three with bow and spear, five Serpent Guard, one Watcher of Karna with two blades, two Arrakan Merchant Guards, one Haradrim Raider with war spear bow, one Serpent Raider. Oh,
Rider.
Serpent Rider. You can only get so far into
It's a
a
Harad
Serpent
thing.
Horde
They
list.
everything they have. At least you're not
Is
reading out the poison arrows anymore.
yeah, you've got the Betrayer on horse with a bunch of dudes, one Abrakan Merchant Guard, a Watcher of Karna, and then you've got Raza with a bunch of dudes, one Abrakan Merchant
So
Guard and a Watcher of Karna.
the key version of this is the Suladan on armored horse, Betrayer on horse, Raza. Then he's got 20. He had 23 bows, lots of Serpent Guard, a solid amount of Abrakan Guard. And I think he had five cavalry total, including two raiders with bow and war spear.
Yes. So he has
So the cap,
five warrior cav and
yeah,
two
and
hero
plot
cav.
obviously, yeah, Suladan as well, but you don't really count them because, this is 48 models total, 30, 23 bow shots. Nasty, nasty list, honestly, because deceptively brilliant in combat when the betrayer gives them full, but basically everything in this list has poison weapons. The only thing that doesn't have poison is the Watchers of Karna and the Merchant Guard, who have extra attacks and or 200 weapons for free. So a lot of re-rolling poison in there, including Suladan himself if he gets stuck in. Raza already re-rolls all of his wounds, but betrayer already re-rolls all of his wounds, not that he'll be seeing combat. It's got magic, it's got incredible shooting, it's got a 6-inch banner. It's very good.
Yeah, it's got March, it's got two strikers.
However,
It's
I am proud to say that he did say to me, grumbling, that he played four of his six games. He faced anti-shooting of some variety. So the plan is working, people. Keep taking Blinding Light. Keep making horrible gunline lists like this cry because, well, I mean, relatively, he did still come third. cry. But yeah, I hate playing against a list like this because it's just. In fact, we did play, and I was lucky this time, because he put his betrayer on. He shot me through my Shadow Lord, and he hit me moderate amounts of times, and then just didn't wound the first two rounds of shooting, which meant I got to him unscathed, which is huge. Because if he randomly spiked dice and killed like five of my Black Numenoreans, it would have been a very hard game from there. But he didn't. And that's the thing I hate about shooting. You literally just have to cross your fingers and pray that they don't blow your dick off before you get into combat. So.
I played him in game one and he didn't blow my dick off before we got to combat, but then did blow my dick off in combat. So I
Yeah,
had to
that's the
get
thing.
Dad, Dave, to come and play him,
Yeah,
to beat him up.
I played him round five and I 12-0'd him because the game never ended. Lol.
So yeah, I mean, it's just a very solid list.
Yeah,
Shoots
it's a really
well,
good list.
fights well, it's got good mobility. You're not worried about things like contest because Suladan with magic backup is still good.
Yeah, I mean, he was playing contest on the table next to me, and he was playing into what I consider to be a very hard matchup for contest. He was playing against Thranduil.
Yeah, with Legolas.
He had fight five everywhere. Legolas can shoot away your horse, shoot at your betrayer and stuff, and he still managed to win. So, well done to Dewey. That was a tough game. Because Suladan's only fight five, and you basically have to dismount him because your horse is not going to survive. So, yeah, well done to him for winning
He
that, I would say.
yeah, he did voluntarily dismount to charge in.
Yeah, you should though, because
Because you have to, because otherwise
you're going
Legolas
to
just
lose your
takes it.
horse otherwise anyway.
And then you can't fight. Oh, actually, no, he didn't. No, that's not quite true.
You can transfix Leggy though, so
I think he rolled a five or a six and
yeah.
spent a point of might to be able to fight.
Right, okay. Well, like that, I mean, that's fair. I would rather not do that though, because you're going to need your strikes to just fight elves anyway. Yeah, I mean, like you can transfix Leggy, but Leggy can still do that from out of 12 of your battle line, and then what are you going to do? Your betrayer can't really get into a dangerous position because if you lose him, you're losing a lot of your fighting power.
And if Legolas has an elven cloak, he can do it from within six if he dismounts on his horse.
Yeah,
So,
well, from outside of six, but within 12.
which is why you should always take an elven cloak on horse.
If you have 5 points spare, I
If you've
wouldn't
got
call it
five points.
essential, but yeah, if you can, it's a good tool to have for sure.
So yeah, really solid list. Nice to
Yeah.
see Dewey doing well again. I think this is
Yeah,
the maybe
again.
third or fourth time we've seen him podium this year.
Yeah, this is his second, third place at a GBHL 100.
You
So
have been running those stats this afternoon,
I
haven't
have
you?
been running this afternoon, but I would have been able to tell you that anyway.
Now, in second place, the
Who's
Queen
this?
Conqueror herself,
Someone I've never heard of, probably.
Jasmine PG Tips. For those of you who aren't
Yorkshire.
aware, there's two brands of tea in the
Anyway,
UK. One is Tetley, one is PZT. Yeah, explain the joke. That makes it funnier, Stephen. Jasmine, run us through your list.
So I took Angmar, and on the face of it still functions as normal Angmar would with your Shade, your Witch King. But the key thing is that I have five specters, and the reason for that is that the FAQ made it very, very clear that you can send somebody into deep water, and then obviously they have to take the deep water test.
That's using the Fell Light ability on
So
Spectres.
specters have an amusing clarification that they say that you can't do something that will put you in danger, but they specifically mean you can't jump off things, and then it is specifically allowed that you can walk them into water, which is funny because that is significantly more dangerous than any of the things it doesn't let you do. But it is themey because that's what happens in the movie. So
Yeah.
yes, Jasmine and I played round one. I think you drowned seven of my Morannans and Black Numenoreans. Which was a little tragic. Fortunately for me, it was recon and I had the Spider Queen, so I wasn't in danger of losing. But that would have been difficult to deal with if we'd been playing something else, probably.
I think if you ask any of my other opponents, they would agree that it was very, very difficult to deal with.
Well, I mean, my poor Morannans are only courage 2/1, depending on where the Witch King is. So
I
how does
did
this army work, Jasmine? Run us through what happened for you.
so pretty much water terrain. I literally bought the biggest 6x6 square lake that you could, just to maximize everywhere where there's deep water. And then yeah, basically you just go, cool, you move into the water, go take a courage check, and it worked incredibly well. I drowned two banners, a Gundabad captain, the Morgul Knight. Like, sure, it gets plus one for mounted, but it's still got a minus
It's got
three
minus
modifier
two.
from that. Banner
Minus
heavy
three if it
armor
has a
shield.
banner. Right, yeah.
Yeah, so it had the banner, so it was just a very, very quick and easy way to get rid of a banner.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you can double down. And if you see it's a hero, you can then compel them with the Witch King. And if you really need to get them to drown, you can paralyze them as well. Although the saddest thing was that when I paralyzed an orc captain face down in the water, he recovered first time and then swam out. So
He
I had
just
to black
floated.
dart him the normal way.
I feel like we haven't actually gone through what exactly is in this list, so just quickly run that down. I noticed you've taken an armored horse on your Witch King. Is that any particular reason, or did you just have spare points?
I'd always just quite like the armored horse, to be honest. It
Okay,
protects you against normal strength two bows.
that's fair.
So, yeah.
Or Bard's Great Bow. I mean, personally, I would almost always rather have the extra will point, but to each
So
their
just
own.
running through it quickly, we've got Witch King with Crown, Armored Horse, three additional Might, five additional Will, three additional Fate, an Angmar Orc with Shield, Spear, Banner, eight with Shield, six with Spear. Sorry, that should be. I've input that incorrectly.
Wow.
One Angmar Warrior, Orc
Bring
Warrior
back the
with Orc Bow
intern.
and Spear, two with Deadmarsh Spectres, an Angmar Orc Captain with Warg and Shield, three Angmar Orc Warriors with Shield, three Angmar Orc Warriors with Spear, three Angmar Warg Riders with Throwing Spears, one Deadmarsh Spectre, five Orcs with Shield, five with Spear, and two more Deadmarsh Spectres, and then a Barrow White. So you've only got a total of five might, but the thing with Angmar is you don't really mind about not moving first. So it's a very reactive army, similar to AOL, I guess, in that way, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. You prefer going second.
The might might have been a big issue in Hold Ground if I'd have played a different army, which
Yes,
is
I was
why
next to you for
the
that one.
Barrow White's a one drop as well. But yeah, just in terms of the Spectres, they one drowned a lot of models, two were incredibly useful for charging terrifying enemies, and
Courage
then
six.
wounding Sauron. I got a cheeky little drain courage on Sauron, so they wounded him on fives. They wounded Army of the Dead on fives, and to be honest, they drowned an average of over 70 models per game, and then that's on top of all the combat stuff they did as well.
Over 70. Do you mean seven?
70 points.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant,
Yeah,
I was like, 70. How many models are you facing?
I mean, I drowned
No, what?
32 models in the weekend.
I was about to say, was there one game that brought the average up? You played Goblin Town or something?
There's one game that
No.
brought the average down because it was Army of the Dead.
Yeah, they can't drown.
Yeah.
Not allowed.
But then on top of that, the Warg Riders specifically don't have shields so that they can capture the lakes, because they could just stand in there and go,
Yeah.
well, I can't drown.
I heard that. I was forgot to mention this, but there's the same advantage that Wag Riders and Serpent Cav and Raiders can't drown in water because they have a deep water, because they have plus one for being mounted and they don't have heavy armor, they don't have shields. So you can, I mean, I had a Wag Rider without a shield as well, and that was I found that useful because you can't roll a one because it's plus, and on a five plus you get to move full through the deep water, which is actually really good. I think that didn't happen very often, but it did mean that you could use them to hold down one of your flanks quite effectively. I found that anyway. If you were using a, imagine Jasmine did this a lot, putting a if you can have a water feature anchor one side at the end of your line, that's really useful because people can't outflank you essentially.
And they also, if they get too close to it, you can dead marsh
Well,
specter their
yeah, I mean
models
that
into
was the problem I
the
was having.
water.
The thing with Dead Marsh Spectres is you sort of think 3 inches because Compel is 3 inches, but six, a full move, it's a really long way. And like 6 inches from every bit, we didn't even play on a board with a lot of water on it.
And we played a good scenario as well, where you could
Well,
at
yeah.
least split up across it. But yeah,
Yeah, I mean.
in some games it was honestly brutal. I felt like I was playing a different game at times, but I was having a whale of a time and so much fun.
A whale of
A whale of a
time.
time. Ooh.
Well, hey.
Yeah, I mean, I was hearing lots of diabolical cackling from you
Yeah, well, that's
when you
just
were,
normal, though.
yeah, I mean, it's normal Jasmine behavior.
Yeah.
It was quite funny watching the whole ground game. I was stood next to that and I was just like, what is going on?
What is going
What is
on?
going on here?
What is going on?
But first place, what is going on? We've got a, oh, I've forgotten to put the name in here. But hang on a second. There we go.
The Shadow Lord. Look at that. I've got my
It's
eyes closed.
who came first, Dave?
It was me. I came first. It
It was you.
was me. My 700-point army, where I looked at the rules pack and I decided I didn't want to bother worrying
Didn't
about
even
deep
bring your own
water.
water terrain piece.
Nah. I just took the Shadow Lord on horse, eight trackers, a Warg Rider with throwing spear, Gorbag with shield, five Black Numenoreans, six Manons with spear and shield, one Orc Warrior with shield and banner, a Ring Wraith with two might. An additional fate, that's seven will, so no additional will purchased. Six Black Numenoreans, six Brennens with spear and shield, and then the Spider Queen and a Bat Swarm allied in for a cool 700 points, with the Shadow Lord as my leader, of course.
So I was looking at this list, obviously, when I was building it on Tabletop Admiral, sponsors. And I always have this question in my head whenever you build a list. I'm like, why do you put the Shadow Lord with only Orc trackers? And then I remember it's because if he deploys poorly, you can just move him away because he's on a bloody horse. I'm an idiot.
So the reason is because Gorbag and the Ring Wraith. So this is like my I have like a little bit I'm a little bit neurotic about the scenario divide and conquer. It's my favorite scenario, and I always build my armies with that scenario specifically in mind, because you can basically get extreme advantages just by planning your army properly.
Did you have 100% win rate in that scenario last year, or
Yeah,
very
I
close
did,
to?
yeah. No, it was 100%. Because it's just if you take your marcher, you max their warband, you take your main fighting hero, you max their warband, and then you put them together on one side, and then you march all the way to the middle immediately, you have such a good chance of winning the game. Put your banner in there as well, and then you put fast stuff in the other warband. So this also synergizes nicely because the Spider Queen's main weakness is shooting, so she gets to hang out with the Shadow Lord. You get your trackers over there and a Warg Rider who can skirmish the other side objectives if needs be. And I'm talking about Divide and Conquer like we played it, which we didn't, but this is the logic, you know. This is why I choose this way. The Ring Wraith has March, Gorbag has the banner, has the line with the Black Numenoreans and everything. So that would be my vanguard, as it were, charge the middle, and then the fast stuff, the Shadow Lord on horse, the Spider Queen, and Bat Swarm can get there on their own way.
And the trackers don't mind being on the edge to pick an objective
No, trackers would
off at
rather
the
be on the
end.
edge. They'll sort of shimmy round, picking shots inaccurately all game, maybe picking off a few models and then running onto objectives towards the end. They're weak enough that no one can be bothered to go after them, but strong enough that you can still contest objectives with them at the end of the game.
Yeah,
Knowing.
if you send Cavalry Hero after them, you're spending a lot of points on 40 points of models that can scatter.
Exactly.
Knowing that there was hold ground, were you not tempted to take the one for plus one, minus one?
No, because Gurus doesn't have strike.
Sure.
Realistically, I'm not compromising on those. I wanted the second Wraith. I always knew that. And I
Yeah.
wasn't willing to compromise on Gorbag. Because once you if you drop Gorbag for Gurus, you end up with no strikers besides the Spider Queen, which you can do. That does work, but I
Especially
don't
because
like.
you've got double caster.
Yeah, I mean that I can do that, but like I don't want to.
Sure.
I like the Wraith. The
Also,
Wraith covers the march.
Gorbag's a nice line breaker. He's not Shagrat, obviously, but when he does get up to the 5/5/3 attacks, it's quite cheeky.
Extraordinarily efficient for 60
Oh yeah,
points.
Gorbag's great. I totally agree. He's awesome. But it just because we knew that was hold ground.
Yeah, no, I mean
Well,
that did cross my mind, but for me, my logic genuinely was it's on day one.
yeah.
Like, if it had been game six, I may have considered it. But because it was day one, I'm sort of the mind that I could probably make it work anyway. As it happened, my hold ground deployment went about as well as it could have done, which is to say my opponent had to spend 2 might and I got to go second and didn't spend any, which is perfect.
Yeah. You also, for those of you unaware, the Spider Queen can move on the board, her full movement, then spawn
Broodling.
her broodlings, and then they can then
Just
move.
one.
So you get something in the center in the first turn, which for this custom version of Hold
Just
Ground,
completely broken, yeah.
completely broken.
Did you
Like,
consider that a reason for
yes,
taking the
I
Spider
did.
Queen? Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, as so long as I don't roll a one, maybe a two. I mean, two isn't great, but like on a three, I just spend a might. On a four, on a four plus, you just win the game basically.
Yeah.
And
Dave
even if
has
you don't.
been sending me pictures of the Spider Queen for weeks, being like, she's so good in this scenario. I love her. And I was like, well.
I mean,
And I
listen,
mean,
like,
in that modified version, yeah, it's like there's nothing that's going to be able to compete. So.
the Spider Queen is astonishingly good, just in general. She's amazing. And, like for the price, she's vulnerable. She has weaknesses. But with a bit of magic support, particularly the Shadow Lord helps her from being too scared of shooting. With that, you just. Oh, you're eating good with that model. Really, really, you
Yeah.
are. It's
She's one of
astonishingly good.
the best models in the game.
Easily, easily.
If you know what you're doing, I think it's probably like the biggest glass cannon other
It's
than
just a
maybe
shame
Bullivar.
she's red with Cilladan, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I mean, if she
Because if
was,
you have
if
to pick between the two, they're both exceptional pieces in their own
yeah, well,
right,
I mean,
providing different things, obviously.
my 800 point list with Shagrat. If she was yellow with Cilladan, I would throw Shagrat out the window so fast and put the
Yeah.
Spider Queen in instead. Like that's how good she is.
Yeah. But let's move on to our next topic.
Now
Now,
then.
last week we did chat about the greatest of all time in the GBHL. Now, some of the comments were noting that we were specifically talking about the UK. And we saw recently there has been an event in America, which we could have a chat about. And that was Adepticon 2024, which did have a Middle-earth GT. Now that was in Illinois, Chicago, specifically.
Should pronounce Chicago.
Chicago. It
Love it when I do
was 85 players, 750-point tournament with 6 games, veto in pools, so pools wouldn't be repeated. And each round was 2 hours 15 minutes.
that.
Importantly, and I really like this little tweak, is the first game was always paired thematically. So wherever possible, Minas Tirith would play something assaulting Minas Tirith, so Mordor, etc. And you'd play on that style of board where possible. You'd also be able to request to not play people you travel with, which when it's the US, if you've
Yeah, I was
traveled
going to
for,
say.
let's say, maybe you've flown with people or you've driven for 20 hours, that's a really nice tweak. So I really like that.
I think that's more common in the US because their scenes are so desperate. Like they're spread out. It's understandable. It's just a little thing.
No Red Alliances, no Tom or Goldberry, Tom Bombadil, obviously, and no Smaug, which I'm a bit kind of like,
I mean,
what's Smaug doing at 750? Who
yeah.
cares? It was a major win, which was 5 or more margin of victory or a sudden death. You wipe your opponent off the board, was 6 tournament points. Minor win was 5, a draw was 2 tournament points, a minor loss, which is where you get your opponent only gets a minor win. There's one tournament point, and a major loss was 0 tournament point.
This is a minor note, but it always bugs me when draw isn't halfway between a minor win and a minor loss. I don't know why that is.
Yes.
Like, why not just make it be three?
Make
I
it
understand
three.
people want to incentivize winning, but that's what the major win is for.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's an old school bugbear of mine.
I think it's like 3-1-0 or
3-1-0 is okay. I don't love that either, to be honest. I think 5-3-1 is the best way.
5-3-1 feels right to me.
5-3-1 with major minor, perfect for me.
Yeah.
This
Yeah.
would be perfect if the draw was three. Anyway, that's again
Yes.
just personal, but
But yeah, personal bugbears aside,
indeed.
it was nice to
Also,
see 85 players in that tournament.
yeah, the 85 players started this tournament.
Well, yeah, there
There
were quite a
was
few
17
drops,
drops.
which
Crazy.
fair enough. I think that's a fifth. Is that exactly a fifth? It is exactly a fifth of players.
Bang.
But people drop out for various
Yeah, I
reasons,
mean, it's a
especially when
big
you've got a
event.
long way to go home.
Yeah.
I can totally understand that.
No
So,
shade. I just thought it was funny that it was
yeah.
so many drops. It's a culture thing, clearly. Like p different, like out, like that would be kind of frowned upon in the GBHL. But like, if
Yeah.
you're in a place where there's no frowning at it, then why wouldn't you? If you were there to try and win and you lost two games, you're like, well,
Yeah,
I'm
we are
off.
obsessed with our manners here in the
Yeah,
UK.
to a fault,
And
probably. It was the
that's
same
the way
thing in
we are.
Poland. After day
Yes.
one, some people just didn't. Well, an entire team dropped, which is four players, because they'd rather spend the Sunday playing a very complicated board game, and they knew that they weren't able to win the tournament, which was not frowned upon in the slightest. It was just, yeah,
Yep, fair enough.
that's the thing. So fair enough.
So let's have a look at the list switch podiumed and
Let's
see
do
if there's any difference in metas across the
it.
pond. Meter. I
Meter.
suppose they use feet and
Metric.
inches, right?
Yeah, it's good. It's fet and onches. That's
Oh,
a bad
sorry.
joke.
First of all, no, best painted.
Yeah, let's do that first.
Yes. Now this was the Golden Demon entries. So the standard of painting you were about
Oh.
to see,
It's almost
when
Scott
we say go
Whitefoot-esque.
and look at it, I mean go and look at it,
Yeah,
because
that's
this is the best painting, some of the best painting you will ever
a
see. So third place, and we are doing all three entries because they're all phenomenal,
yeah, they're bangers.
is a Goblin Town captain,
The little guy.
the little guy, on his little perch. He needs some dentistry work. Clearly, he's a British stereotype. That's what they
How
think
dare you?
our dentistry is like. But this was Neil Hollis. Hopefully, I'm pronouncing his surname right.
I thought so.
That's the that, now that's the third place entry with
Yeah.
that level of painting.
All I'd
So,
say is he's clearly chosen to flex by picking a very small model and being like, I'm just going to paint this tiny little guy. You know, better than you'll ever paint anything, you idiot. That's kind of how
I
I
honestly
feel.
love this because so many, obviously, like the dioramas are great, but everybody paints them right. Nobody goes, you know what? I'm going to paint a goblin captain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
But do
only
it
the
in
goblin
such a good
captain,
way. Yeah.
like
We
the
were
tiny
chatting about
little
this,
one, the
weren't we,
plastic
Jasmine? I
one.
was like, I've seen this one guy paint a Minas Tirith warrior and it makes me never want to ever paint again. And I sent it to you and it's just like, it's just
Well,
godly levels
it
of
was so, yeah, that
his
I know the one
simple
you mean.
model.
Well, he even comments when he posts it, he says, yes, this is painted with acrylic paints and a paintbrush. And everyone's like, liar, I don't believe you, because it's that good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Moving on to the second place entry, it is a
Oh.
insane non-metallic metal Dragon Emperor on rock.
Louis Van Ammack.
Just
I dare
like,
say, I think that might even be better than something that Louis Van Hecke could do with non-metallics.
yeah. And this is from Camille Kazira. Kazira, again, apologies if I'm butchering your surname if you are listening. But yeah, this is just
The blade is phenomenal. The
yeah,
blade is phenomenal. I mean, every
blood is
single part of it, the
fantastic
rock,
touch.
the blood dripping off the blade, the
Yeah,
gold filigree
for me,
underneath the blood.
I think my strongest point, the thing that I think looks the best, is either the top of his helmet or his like plated shin guards. Both of those look phenomenal.
Yeah. This
Like,
is
outrageously good.
just insanity. Like, these are models which people have probably spent literally hundreds of hours
Yeah, I
on,
would have thought so.
for Golden Demon
I
entries.
also love this model as well. Like, and we don't
Yeah.
get to see it enough because it's the dismount model, but
Yeah.
I think this is a much better version of the Emperor because he's
Yes.
actually fighting.
I've seen
It's also
people
it's got an
just
Eldar
put this.
Spirit Stone style what's the word? Codpiece style on there as well.
Well, I've seen people just put this guy on top of the palanquin because they like it more. Like they just put him on the base and then put the base on the palanquin so they don't have to paint him twice. Then you just take him off.
Absolutely stunning work. Now, what could possibly trump those two?
Something very nice, I would
It's going
suspect.
to be something very nice.
What?
It is a
Oh,
Thranduil on elk
mamma
dashing
mia.
across ice.
Would you look at that?
Now, I'm just not qualified to talk about any of this.
Where's the intern when you need him?
Yeah.
I'm hoping you and Monica's speed painted Mirkwood elves are going to look as good as this, Stephen.
Yeah, well, I
I'm
mean,
expecting you to. You got a whole weekend.
yeah. I do have Thranduil on elk, but I will be returning with I will not compare it to this.
I like the breastplate work. Obviously, the base is phenomenal. The paintwork on that ice to make it look see-through is amazing. This is phenomenal. But I like his chest plate very much. I think his armor is my favorite part of the Forge World for Thranduil. I think it looks amazing.
Is it single source lighting from the circlet and also the blade, or is it just from the circlet? I can't really tell. Or is
It
it
looks it.
reflections from the ice? I
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it could be from the ice, but I think it's from the blade
It's.
personally, because otherwise the elk's going to have more reflection on it, I think.
I don't
Potentially.
know.
It's tough, but it looks amazing. The color. This is one of those things that's so good, it's almost hard to talk about because there's like nothing that's standing out more than everything else, if that makes sense. There's like, you can see some of the directional lighting, some of the slight rawness of the skin to reflect the cold of the ice. But again, it's so well blended together. You don't even really have something to latch onto. As a plebeian of bang average painter, there's nothing to grasp onto that I can talk about with confidence without showing my ass and proving that I don't know anything about high level painting.
We don't actually show our ass on this podcast.
No, that's
That's
below the
the
belt.
yeah, that's the Patreon only
Yeah, that's the after hours podcast.
So
Subscribers
moving on
only.
to the winning lists, which hopefully we're more qualified to talk about, or at least
I
two
would
of us
imagine
are.
so.
Sorry, Dave, you suck. Third place is a Misty Mountains Lothlorien Numenor Alliance from Ted Cantu. Now, I'd say this isn't actually too different from what we'd see normally. Not too different, at least. The leader is Gwaihir. It's got Galadriel with 8 Galathrim warriors with shield, 4 Guard of the Galathrim Court, a Wood Elf Sentinel, and 2 Wood Elf warriors with Wood Elf Spear, noting only a single bow in that section of the list. Isildur with Horse and the Ring, no shield, 6 warriors of Numenor with shield, 4 warriors of Numenor with spear and shield, 4 warriors of Numenor with spear and bow, and 1 warrior of Numenor with spear, bow, and banner.
Interesting that he chose to put his bow on the banner.
Yeah, I was noting
I
the
would have
banner.
put a shield, but
Yeah, just swap the
yeah.
shield for one of the four spear shield. Also, yeah, you mentioned that he's got five bows in his Numenor half, maxed out, and he's only got one in his Galadrim half. But I guess he wants his Galadrim warriors at D6 at the front, and the Wood Elves are there to pump the numbers slightly. This is already extremely bare bones numbers. Like, I
Yes.
like Gwaihir plus Isildur plus the ring, Galadriel to tie the whole thing together. It's a nice combo. I my biggest issue with it is it has no march, which.
You don't need much, but it doesn't have a huge amount of killing power.
I think the fact that this podium's without March tells you that the scenarios or the meta just doesn't favor it. In fact, speaking of March meta, I mentioned this to Stephen earlier when we first arrived. Only two of the top eight lists had March in at all.
Yeah.
It
I
seems to
mean,
me like that's not a priority for Americans. And that
reminder that this was veto. So, to a certain
yeah,
extent,
but
if the scenario is awful, you could just change it to a different one in the
the thing
pool.
is, for my money, March is the best heroic in the game, or at least it's the heroic that gives you the most additional options. Like, I
I
just
think
don't.
heroic move, probably, but.
I completely disagree with March. In
P
some
people say
armies,
this.
it's completely essential. It must always be considered, but not every army needs a march.
I don't think every army needs a march, but I think I would always take march. always, barring extreme circumstances. Like, I think it's just that good. Gives me so many options. So yeah, it's the order that they played in. They played the scenario, the objective scenario first, then they played killing scenarios, then object scenarios, then as unique scenarios, then maneuvering scenarios, then Maelstrom is the last one. I would imagine there was a lot of hold grounds being played on the final round. Yeah, I don't know. I like the list. I think it would be probably a bit too easy to deal with for something with two wraiths, for example. But clearly he's done well with it. He went 5-1 and got a good number of big wins.
I didn't see a lot of wraith lists
There was
when
an
I
Angmar
was
list that
filtering
came
through.
sixth.
Yeah, from my knowledge of the American meta previously, I don't think Magic has ever been anywhere near as prevalent.
Yeah, I mean, the highest finishing Mordor player was a Mordor Serpenhold player in 19th, I think it was. So they were playing all cavalry. So it was a Witch King with Morgul Knights, and then Suladan and the Betrayer and Fell Beast, and then a ton of raiders and Serpent Riders, which is novel and exciting and fantastic and probably really cool to look at, but like not particularly meta from our understanding of it.
When you say Suladan and Betrayer on Felbeast, which one's the big spoon and which one's the little spoon?
It's like you've seen Titanic, right? In that context, the betrayer is Rose and Suladan is
Because
Jack.
she betrays him by not giving him space on the door. Yeah,
No,
I gotcha.
I was mostly because the betrayer is wearing a dress. That was where
Oh,
I was
okay.
going with that.
Right, fair enough.
But a robe, I should say, let's be fair.
We've all worn
No,
dresses.
but yeah, that's definitely not a what we'd consider a Mordor Serpenhold list over here. So yeah, the fact that there's like very little in the way of magic other than a couple of Galadriels is pretty telling. Like a double, like I said, two casters, two ring wraiths would probably give this a lot of problems, especially when it only has 33 models.
But what does the list do well? It's got Gwahir, who's
Got the
obviously
ring.
an exceptional tool. It's got the ring, which is an exceptional tool, and it's got relatively
Got
cheap
Sentinel
magic
as
in
well.
Galadriel.
So,
Got fight six.
Yeah, fight six and
yeah,
strike
I mean,
four.
this is a great battle line. It's similar to something that Evan Iverson used at 1,000, where he used Gwaihir, Galadriel, Elendil,
Yes.
and I think a captain. And that
Numenor
s
captain on horse.
similar logic. I mean, you can see the logic. You can put Gwaihir as your leader. He's pretty tanky, pretty dangerous, great at contest, fairly easy to keep safe, especially if you give him. I mean, this won't have it because it's pretty bare bones. But if you have the extra 25 points, you can give him the bird bath, where you buy the Mirror of Galadriel, give it to Gwaihir. He's a heavy object, but he can carry it because he's a monster, and then every turn he can get all his fate back without any problems.
Yes, flash killing a three fate, three wounded D8 monster is.
Fight eight as well. It's
Yes.
tough. You have to do a
Yeah.
lot. You have to do six wounds, which is easier said than done,
It's easy if
especially if they're
you're
not.
an Enchanted Blades Gil-galad, as James Goble will attest to. Shout
Yeah,
out
well, I
Games
mean, the
Gamers.
other thing that's good against it is the ring,
Yeah.
which this list also has. And Isildur, the main cool thing about Isildur is he basically takes the ring off everybody except for Sauron.
Yeah.
So they're not going to use it against you.
Yeah.
I think it's good. Good
Yeah.
list. Has its weaknesses. I can see a way to beat it, but clearly he's done well with it. He's got a lot of big wins. He only came behind the guy in second on VP Diff. They both had five big wins
Is this
and a small loss.
Isildur being underused here? Because
Maybe. You mean
we
here
saw
in the
we saw
UK or in this
yeah
list?
in the UK. Because
Well,
in Ardicon he also finished third as well, again from a foreign team.
yeah, well, I mean, Isildur is suddenly, as of the last couple of podcasts, I feel like showing up a little more. I've certainly seen a little more what you might call last alliance with Isildur in the ring since the beginning of the year. I don't know if there is a causation, perhaps other podcasts are advocating for Isildur, but the thing is, Isildur for 130 points with the ring is a great tool. I know if you take Isildur, you can throw in at 800, you can run Isildur, Glorfindel, Numenor Captain, and Curdan and get 36 models, good shooting. And that's a fantastic list. I know Jakob used exactly that list to the finale and came second. It's
Yeah,
a great list.
and if you're talking about double wraith, he gets resistant to magic, so
He does, although his ring does not work if he's got double wraith.
true, but he's still what, strength five,
He's strength
fight
five, and he
six,
has a hand
so
and a half sword if he needs to go to the hand. Yeah,
yeah.
the fight six is amazing. I think Isildur's great. I think the, when they bumped him up from 2 wounds, 2 attacks to 3 wounds, 3 attacks, it was a big upgrade. And he's got 2 will resistant to magic. He's not a chump.
Yeah. So shall we move on to the
Yeah, let's
second
move on.
place list? Second place list was an Azog's Legion, Azog's Hunters Alliance, from Richard Lynn, who is one of the hosts of the Into the West podcast. So shout out you guys and shout out Richard. Well done. Now he had Bolg on a fell wog, with 6 Gundabad Orc Warriors with spear and shield, 3 Gundabad Orc Warriors with shield, 1 with spear, shield, and banner, 2
Yeah.
Gundabad Berserkers, now 3 Warbats, which I'm sure we'll discuss in a moment, a Goblin Mercenary Captain with 5 Goblin Mercenaries, Fimbul the Hunter on Warg with 4 Hunter Orcs, 4 Hunter Orcs with bow and a fell warg, and Nazog on fell warg with 4 Hunter Orcs and 5 Hunter Orcs with Orc bow.
Good list.
Yeah, solid
Strong.
list, solid numbers. It's very choppy. I am staring at those 3 Warbats thinking I would use 2.
There's like a lot of warbats to me,
Yeah. And then you
but
can get 2 more Hunter Orcs and
well,
maybe.
he's also not maxed his bow limit as well. So
Yeah.
if you, so for my money, I'd take 2 warbats,
No,
and then
he has
a couple
maxed his
more.
bow limit.
No, he hasn't. It's 50%. He could have. Has he? Wait, am I counting that wrong? 18. He's got 9. Oh yeah, that's right. If he had another model, he could have an extra one. Yeah, I was, for some reason, I was reading that as one of the warbands having 10 in it.
Now, are Fimbul and Nazog the correct choice over Yazdeg?
I think so for this
Yes,
list. Bolg
definitely.
brings the march. You need
Yeah.
this. Fimbul is obviously great, and I think
Yeah.
Nazog just gives you tech. Like, you don't need another killer. You've got Fimbul. You've got Bolg. I think Nazog makes sense. It gives you a
Yeah.
little something for dealing with horses. It gives you a little something. You know, a might caddy that you don't have to commit to throwing in if you need to protect someone in Fog of War, for example.
Yeah.
He's
He's
got
good
the
into
mercenary captain.
he's good shooting into combat as well. So
Yeah.
if there's
Can
like an extra threat
confirm
on bulk, then it's just you can
he took
shoot
out
him
my
out.
Boromir's horse in
Yeah.
game 6 on Sunday, through 2
Yep.
in the ways.
Yeah.
So
Bolg is also amusingly killy to a slightly hilarious degree.
yeah.
Basically, the only thing that makes him worse than Azog is, well, I mean, obviously the warg is a lot worse, but then a fell warg, I was saying this on the weekend, a fell warg is still just the best mount in the game that isn't a
Exceptionally good.
special
Yeah.
unique mount. Like, wargs are already great because of the dismount ability and potential for cheekiness on scenario technique, and also being able to charge with that line of sight. And this one also has the benefit of having a stupid base, which means he can reliably charge 3 models, which pretty much no other models can do. Like, anything
Yeah.
that has a circular base, charging 3 models reliably is very difficult to do. Whereas Bolg can just charge into 2 and then turn and crash into another one as well.
Yeah. Calling people out on that extra bulk move, though, there's it's a horrible base to have to play against.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and
you have to be very careful too, because no part of your base is allowed to move more than 10 inches, and people forget or abuse it, depending on.
yeah, it's not like old school 40K where you'd start with all your tanks facing sideways so that you could get that pivot, that
The
sweet,
Fish of
sweet pivot.
Fury, I
Yeah.
believe the old devilfish tactic was referred to.
Yeah.
I
But it's.
really love Bolg. I think he's really, really cool. He does the bits that I like, which is big smashy hero.
Well, he's
Master of
kind of
Battle on
like.
Fight 7 is
Yeah.
disgusting.
He's kind of like evil Gil-galad in a way, in the sense that
Yeah.
his problems are the same problems, which is he
Yeah.
gets his warg chumped quite easily by magic or shooting or Legolas or whatever. He gets, you know, he's very, very killing and he has a higher than average fight value, but then ultimately, when he's out of will, he still dribbles on himself when magic comes to town.
Yeah.
I
He
think
does the other benefit. Oh, go
yeah,
ahead.
sorry. No. He was used a lot at the start of the new edition
Yeah.
over here, and then I think he's been one of the casualties of like the cheap ring Wraithless.
Yeah.
Well, magic is back, baby.
One other benefit of warg mounts is that if
Yeah.
you get withered multiple times.
Well, if you want to use the +1 to wound thing, you still need to have
Yeah.
the. But I mean, that's the other thing. He's burly two-handed with a pick as well. So, you know, Azog wounds heroes on a 3, but as I was pointing out to you in the car, most of the time Bolg can wound them on 4s, if not better. I mean,
Yeah.
he can go up to strength 6 with +1, like. He's doing fine. He's not exactly struggling to kill even the toughest heroes. Even stuff like Thrall, he could pretty comfortably smash, you
Yeah.
know.
He also has does he have ancient enemies? But Azog
He
doesn't.
has ancient enemies,
Yeah.
and he has the Bringer of Death rule, which just
Yeah.
creates chaos. You know, Harbinger of Evil after two kills is actually low key really good.
Yeah.
And then, you know, from there it gets better and better.
He's
No,
the
sorry, it's
reason.
not Harb five kills for Harbinger.
He's the reason I stopped playing King Elessar.
Yeah, because Bolg is just like, hey,
It
bitch.
just makes you feel sad about the game in that, you know, King Elessar, our hero's champion, just can't compete with this orc.
Well, that's the logic, isn't it? It's like Azog and Bolg, you're like, oh, fight seven? What?
Yeah, I'm
Than
we are we would
Elrond?
not be the first people to say, why on earth is this guy fight seven?
Who bloody
He is
is he?
brutal and strong, but Legolas beats him in
He
combat,
kills
and
him.
Legolas isn't Megolas
Legolas
anymore.
should be fight eight. That's what I'm hearing.
Change fight
Fuck.
value to a 0 to 100 scale. Simple.
Simple.
Done.
But
Anyway, I.
then he's still 70 and Aragorn 60.
Yeah,
Yeah,
true.
that's true. But I
What
like this
about
list a lot.
the Warbats? Do we think
Okay.
dropping one Warbat to have two and then adding just a couple more numbers?
This has a lot. This has a lot of fast movers. Like, I would say it has fast movers in excess. Like,
Yeah.
I like the Berserkers. I think they're slightly underutilized, possibly. A movement eight, two attack, strength four, ability to piercing strike
Are
is
they
nice. Courage
courage
six.
five, six?
Courage
Yeah.
six. They're less than Uruk-hai Berserkers, but they're faster moving. I like those. I think three Warbats is also great, but in this specific list, I think 42 models is maybe just a teeny bit like dear.
Yeah.
They also need to be split across warbands in this particular list.
The problem is they can't be, because the Warbats are committed to the Gundabad
Yeah.
part of it,
Oh,
and they can't
sure.
be the mercenary warband without
Yeah.
stopping them from being able to deep strike. If they even can anymore, I can't remember.
You have 18 models that actively want to be in the front line and are all D4.
Yeah. So for me, I don't mind having a couple of Gundabads without spears, but I think, like, if it was me, I'd drop a bat, try and get two more hunters, maybe another
Yeah.
Fellwarg, and then throw make sure you've got max bows and throw a couple of extra spears on those shields. But I think this is a really solid list. Like, this would do
Yeah.
well anytime you played it.
I think this would do well over here as well.
But
Beyond
yeah.
Bolg getting over magicked, I think.
The other thing is crossbows would blow this thing to pieces,
Oh yes, of course. Yeah.
unfortunately. But
Yeah.
we don't talk
You
about
would,
crossbows.
as you said earlier, get your dick blown off on the way into
You
combat.
could. You wouldn't
Yeah.
necessarily, but you definitely could.
Yeah. You could, of course, I mean, there is the, if you don't need them for the scenario play, the
Well, that's the
goblin
bats
mercenary
as well.
captain and the bats.
Yeah, you just charge them in and
You
be
just
like, all
charge them
right,
in,
you can't
especially
shoot
to
me
good armies.
while you
Yeah.
run up behind, like.
Yeah.
I mean, I did this. I did this. I used this is quite a common tactic for me. If I'm trying to do a heroic combat in front of a goblin gunline in AOL, I'll be like, right, I'll pop out a couple of broodlings, charge just four of them, so that that's just less shots and less likely to accidentally lose the, well, allow you to shoot out my the target of my big pile up heroic combat. You know, even with the Shadow Lord in range, you do have to be careful of that sort of thing,
Yeah,
because while they
it
can
is
shoot through
helpful
their
to get
combat.
less shots.
Yeah, while they can shoot past their own combats, the guys who've been charged by the Broodling can't shoot. So
Yeah,
that's why I say.
less or fewer shots, maybe.
I'm going to keep saying less, and you can keep correcting me if you want, but I
I
will hate
know
it every
we
time.
chatted about this earlier. I'm gonna apologize to no one. So moving on to the
Move on.
first place list was Alisha Aminov. Now, I'm really sorry if I butchered your name.
Alisher.
I assume it's Alisha or Alisha Aminov. Sorry, sir. Now, this is a Halls of Thranduil Survivors of Lake Town Combined Alliance.
We saw something similar to this earlier.
I was going to say, we
Was
saw
it? Okay.
this at Bubbles, which was quite nice. This list really does tickle my pickle, I'll be honest.
Yeah, it's nice.
42 models with 14 bows and 8 might. The leader is Thranduil, King of the Woodland Realm, with his armor, his fancy hat, and his additional sword. He's got 5 Mirkwood elves with shield, 4 with elf bow, 1 elf with banner and glaive, 2 Palace Guard with spear, 2 Palace Guard with spear and shield, 1 Mirkwood cav with shield, and a sentinel. And then he's got Legolas on horse with five elves with shield, four with elf bow, three with shield and elf glaive, one Mirkwood elf with bow and glaive, and another Cav with shield. And then to round it off, he's got a Lake Town militia captain with three Lake Town militia with bow, two with shield, and four with spear.
They get. I've said this before, but I think the Lake Town militia captain sprinkling into the Thranduil, Halls of Thranduil, is really the secret sauce that makes it all take over. Because,
Putting March in the list and
yeah,
additional
literally,
numbers
March
for
for
such cheap
40
points.
points. Even if you didn't take any of the Lake Town, which I still would, because at this level you're maxing out Legolas and Thranduil's warbands anyway. You know, the army bonus for this is actually really good. Plus one to wound is very, very strong. Thranduil went on foot. Like, I still like the horse on Thranduil, but I understand why you cut the points, because it's hard to get the numbers. Legolas provides a lot of control. Thranduil, he's got a good shooting. Thranduil is extremely killy. He's one of the only infantry heroes that is comparably killy and dangerous to cavalry heroes. You know, him and Shagrat are like best friends for life kind of vibes. Yeah, it's tough. I like this list a lot. I'm not surprised it won. What I would say is, I think this is the kind of list that thrives in a meta where you're not that likely to rock up to a table and see 15 crossbows put down.
Or two ring wraiths.
Yeah, although to be fair, I think the crossbows scare this list more. Crossbows and a bomb, you're like, what the hell are you going to do against it? Other than hope that Legolas can actually shoot a berserker, unlike the
But we know
movie.
he can't.
We know he can't, yeah. I mean, he does shoot him, just doesn't kill him. Yeah, so I really like the list. I think this is the kind of thing that I would run if I wasn't so scared of shooting and so scared of magic, because I really like Legolas and Thranduil as pieces. I think they're really fun to play with. Thranduil was one of my favorite models back in the day.
You can still shoot around this though. Legolas is that sort of model that if you know what you're doing, you can outshoot an entire army, especially against crossbows. At least to the point where
Yeah.
your opponent is gonna have to now change what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, he's
So,
got a lot of. It does have a lot of bows, and when you've got Legolas, if you want to shoot three times, he's very tough. My worry is, again, it's basically just crossbows. If you think like Raskoo in 13 or 14 crossbows is what you get at 750. If he heroic shoots and rolls well, you could be
it
fighting
doesn't matter.
an uphill battle very, very quickly. I think it does matter,
You just
unless you roll way better.
if you give Legolas a cloak and dismount him, you can go out and shoot anything you want.
True, but like that is a very specific game that your opponent has to sort of opt into. It's not a be all and end all. Like, I'm not saying it's going to get bent over by shooting every time. Obviously it isn't, you know, but
I think the biggest problem with
that's
this
the thing
list,
that puts me off.
I think the biggest problem is just the cost of building it, right? Because it's all the new Hobbit models.
Well, new, they're not that new. 2015, I think these came out.
Comparatively.
Yeah, well, newer than most of the models, that's true. I'm just having a quick look at what he played against. Azog's Legion was 80. Army of Thrall and Rivendell, interesting. Azog's Legion again. Numenor Rivendell twice, and then he played the Misty Mountains list that we saw that came third.
Out of interest, do you prefer Legolas and Thranduil as opposed to putting in Thorin? Because that's what we used to see quite a lot.
Well, there was 750 actually, this list. You used to be able to run Thranduil, Thorin with full warbands, and then you could run a Lake Town captain and Alfred. But they changed it, so you can't run Alfred without having the master or bard, because that was a really good combo. Because you'd be like, cool, here's my Might Caddy captain with five might, and I've got two big Chads running around, smashing everything. And if you fancied it, you could also do bard and Legolas if you wanted to be a real shooty boy. Now, I think now Legolas makes a lot more sense than Thorin. Because if you took Thorin instead, I mean, you could get. I like the dwarves, to be fair. I think this list probably benefits more from having the shooting, personally. I think, if anything, I'd be more likely to drop Thranduil. I mean, I used to run at 800 last year. I was running Legolas, Thorin, and Gandalf plus a militia captain. So,
But out of interest, what does this list benefit from veto, if anything? Because this would do well without veto, right?
I mean, I think any list that has a particular weakness, like this one is a weak to shooting, benefits from potentially weak to shooting, I should say. It isn't actually necessarily weak to shooting that isn't crossbows. Benefits from being able to say, okay, we're not going to play to the death. We're going to start on the middle line and play contest or whatever, you know. I wouldn't say it strongly benefits. This isn't a list that's super skew, to be honest. I think this is probably the most, this one and the one that came second are the most all-comers list that came in the top eight by my assessment.
Well, that's why it's interesting, because it was a veto tournament, but yet we've still got two armies that aren't really bothered by it. That's
Yeah,
the
I mean,
thing.
winning retrieval 5-0, I guess that was probably a leader and a break. Interesting. I don't know. I wouldn't say this. Yeah, I wouldn't say this benefits massively from veto.
Anyway, we've chatted about the lists. Let's get on to the most important part of the podcast, the comments.
Cupboards.
The cupboards, the bits where we get to stroke
Cupboard
our
cupboards.
egos.
It goes.
Once again, we haven't done individual animations for each of the comments because we're actually getting quite a few now, which is really nice. So
Yeah,
please,
and the intern's not here, so.
any questions or any comments, anything rude you want to say about us, we'll definitely read it out. So firstly, that original orc, shout out again, lovely Instagram page, go check out his painting. Important British question. What's your go-to Tesco meal deal
Oh,
selection?
what a great question.
This is a really good question.
Yeah.
At the moment, Sainsbury's do a really nice vegan hoisin duck wrap. Now, I'm not a vegan or even a vegetarian, but it's really nice.
You didn't say Sainsbury's meal deal, Stephen.
Oh, he said Tesco's. Well, then
Yes.
it's going to have to be tuna mayo sandwich, tuna mayo sweet corn, preferably, with either cheese and onion crisps or smoky bacon. And then either an orange juice or a Fanta lemon.
They do the big salt and vinegar, big hoops, like the
Yes.
hula hoops, but
Yeah.
big. The salt and vinegar are quite rare. You see
The
a lot of the
barbecue
original
beef.
flavor and then occasionally barbecue beef, but salt and vinegar, they go hard. I like those. So if they've got those, I'll get them. And then the subs they do, I like the deli one is really nice, the cheese and ham one, and the chicken bacon one, peppered chicken. Those are good. And then, yeah, Dr. Pepper, probably a drink, if I'm not drinking energy drinks.
Yeah, for me it's the same every time. It's the sun-dried pasta one with the
Oh, yeah.
cheese, the
That's what.
the monster mango, and then
Mango
Chris is
Loco.
maybe Chris's main is the flexible one, but probably prawn cocktail.
I think prawn cocktail's solid.
You're
Prawn
talking
cocktail is
Walker's
like
prawn
my.
cocktail? Yeah, Walker's
I would
prawn
expect
cocktail,
so. I don't like the.
or the spicy ones, the Max ones, if they have them.
Yeah, they're
Those are
good
good, the
choice. paprika ones.
yeah.
Yeah.
Paprika
Okay.
crisps are always brilliant. If you know I'm going to a tournament and you bring me paprika crisps, I'll be your friend for life, no
He'll
matter
just
what.
concede the game and hug
Yeah.
you. Yeah.
I would like to say though that chocolate is definitely my go-to over crisps, and my last two tournaments that I've done well in, people have given me chocolate on a
Okay,
promise
sick.
that I do well, so therefore chocolate is the
Don't
go-to.
give Jasmine chocolate is
Absolutely
the
not. It's the way to get me playing the game.
For everyone, for the benefit of everyone, let's not give Jasmine chocolate.
Let it
Because some of us want to win. Fat Hobbit Gaming 5292, Liam Smith,
be.
shout out
Who
once
on earth
again.
could that be?
Almost upset that Jordan wasn't playing the Watcher last weekend. It's very nice to see everyone else make up for the lack of Watcher. Well done, Elliot, on taking away most sporting. Proves you can be a nice guy and get something even if it's not a podium finish. Elliot doesn't actually know what podium finish means.
It's when you take your podium and you polish it to a mirror shine, I
Yes.
think. I think that's what that refers to.
Jordan is on a Farhad train this year, and it might be his new thing.
He likes blowpipes, is the thing.
Hopefully, I never have to play against his watch ever again because he is devilish with that model.
We had a big old conversation where he was like trying to get me to look at his lists, and every single one of them, I was like, this would probably be a lot better if you did this, this, and this. He's like, no. But the point is to get as many blowpipes as possible. And I was like, okay, well, I'll try and shut off the part of my brain that is telling me what I think is really, really good. And I'll
Turn
just,
off logic switch.
yeah, turn off logic, increase blowpipes,
Yeah.
and get rid
Well,
of banners.
if he wants a watcher list, then tell him to get in touch with me because I have a very, very good one. I'm just waiting for a 1,000-point tournament.
I don't think I think Jordan's
He doesn't need
pretty
help with watch lists.
I was gonna say watch a list is the one thing he definitely doesn't need help on.
No,
Yeah.
but this is like if you enjoy The Watcher, this is like next level enjoyment for you as a player, not
Is
your
it
opponent.
Spider Queen, Watcher, Witch King?
It
Because
is not. It's more devilish than
okay.
many bombs do you have?
Oh God. OG Tim OG Tim Tumo OG
Tomo.
Tumo says, imagine not having Kylie as Lola Bunny.
It's funny,
I'm in agreement with you.
the comments on this. So I don't know. I assume you already know this, but Carly has not ever been a large presence in the GBHL. She has podiumed multiple times, though, which is fairly impressive for someone who lives a minor 10-hour flight away. But yeah, that is a pretty clear issue with the GBHL thing. However, I was interested to see we had a lot of comments about Carly on this, which makes me think we've picked up some Australian viewership, which is exciting. I've been wanting
Yeah,
to
so good day.
breach that market.
Oh, now we've lost them. Oh
Oh,
dear.
we've lost them. They're all gone.
Yeah, as previously stated, it was just for British players. I think Kylie does make a great Lola Bunny, of course.
Of course. Well,
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Jax the 92 says, and I thought this was great. What do you think the most underrated army is that's actually competitive, and why is it Thranduil's Halls with Thrandaddy? Well. It did just win Adepticon, which
Yeah,
is obviously different meta, but
I mean, I think Thranduil's Halls is
yeah.
definitely it's a great shout, and because you've said it, I sort of feel obliged to not say it now.
Yeah.
My sort of swerve pick is I think Fiefdoms are decent. I think probably not pure Fiefdoms, but I think Fiefdoms with some sprinkling Rohan or sprinkling Minas Tirith actually is pretty solid. Like they actually have some really good rules. And if you min-max them correctly, I think Fiefdoms are a really solid basis. They're kind of like an arm. They're kind of like a legendary. The way their army plays is kind of like a legendary legion. The biggest problem I have with it, I mentioned this earlier, is it doesn't have March on any good models. So you have to basically. That's why Rohan and Minas Tirith come in so handy because they bring March in abundance. I like Fiefdoms. They're good.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I never walk up to a table with fiefdoms and think I'm about to have a bad or sad game. So,
Well, yeah.
I think basic Isengard is very underrated.
I don't think it's underrated anymore.
Yeah, if you'd said that 2 months ago, you would have been right.
You might have got some props, but yeah, ever since the sort of December, Isengard is all over the meta right now. You haven't been watching our episodes, Jasmine. That's why I
Yeah, come on,
keep
Jasmine.
blathering on about crossbows
Fake fan.
and telling everyone to take Blinding Light.
Robert Stevens, 3847, says, I love the Dream Team idea. It will be very interesting to see what points level this matches could have been and whether that might affect the pickings. Over what points and very brief, what army are you taking? I think we'd have to go somewhere between 650 to 800 points.
800 is the standard for team formats. Everyone I've played has been 800. I think that gives you probably the broadest variety of available armies and styles. And I think that's a good choice. I think 800 is a great choice for that reason.
What army am I taking? Whatever my team tells me to take, to be perfectly honest.
So elves and blinding light.
Or Barn Door or Dragon Emperor or
Whatever he said, being told to
whatever.
take Dragon Emperor to
Being
Belgium
told
in a
to
few
take
days.
Dragon Emperor to the Nations Cup. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Or Smaug,
Or Smaug, yeah. Or
make your life
Smaug.
easier.
Smaug of the Witch King, easy. Cool.
Mark O'Brien at 2481. Says, if we can double the 35 likes, can we get the interns karaoke for Carrie Underwood? Personal karaoke favorite for me too.
Cool.
I can't make promises on behalf of him, but we'll try and get him to do it. Dave and I are now contractually obliged to do Love is an Open Door.
Yeah,
So
I've
yeah,
been
but
learning,
we've been practicing.
the accompaniment.
Yeah. Next, Dave T 2325. I've noticed there's lots of comments of people with
Yeah.
four numbers after their name. I think it's like the hashtag Discord thing. I like for the frozen video. The frozen video last week was because I was very ill and kept having to blow my nose. So I was saving you all from seeing that. You're welcome. Scatter the Winds 3126 says, me too. Let's see if we can fund a RAM update. Again, if you want to pay me money, please do. I was ill.
So, yeah, pay Steven some money. He needs it.
We'll buy some new mics if you do that. David Jackson 39 says, how would this dream team shape up against an Aussie team? Well, it's difficult because they're all in prison, I assume. So
Wow, there you go.
could you contain
Losing the
Kylie,
Scot.
the Maradona of MESBG? Now, I'm not sure if that's saying that she likes cocaine and she cheats, or if she was sent by God.
Okay, I mean, so I was joking about this after this. I saw this comment, and I said, Maradona, not a basketball player, but he did very famously score a goal with his hand, which, impressive. So I think this team would do fantastically into basically any international team. Obviously, our Polish friends do not think that we'd beat them, but I'd honestly be disappointed if they did think that. Because of course,
If you don't back yourself, then what's the point?
yeah, exactly. What's the point? I think we give any Aussie team a very, very good game. I would like to point out that the last time Kylie played a member on this team, it was Ali and he beat her. So, just saying it's a thing that could happen despite being Maradona of SBG, any SBG.
So in short, we think the dream team would shape up against an Aussie team very well.
Yeah.
I've seen the army list that some people take in Australia, and I'm like, yes, that is something.
You're
Who
talking about John Bombadil, aren't you?
is managing the England team? Because that's where England have gone wrong in the past.
Me, in
Sven
short.
Goran Eriksson, of course. We're going to play 4-4-2,
It's
and we're going to
you've
play
got a lot of big
Gerard and Lampard
names.
in midfield. It's going to work this
I've got a
time.
lot of personalities to manage, and I will be managing the team with an iron fist.
It was having been to some ETCs in the past, there are some players there that you're going to have a very good
The
relationship.
Mavericks. Mavericks, Jasmine.
That's fine. I can handle those personalities because if you don't like it, then get the fuck off the team.
You handle the Any Heroics team.
I always want to point out I picked the team. Just want to say that.
Yeah,
That
you
was my
pick the
team.
team, but
Pick
I'm the manager.
the
Golems Gamers says, does this mean there's
team.
an Any Heroics basketball team on the horizon?
That
Given how awful some people were at walking up the hill from Bath on the weekend, I'm not entirely sure we'll be able to
So,
do that without cardiac arrest.
I just want to point out that collapse comment is me saying that half of the people on that podcast hadn't even seen Space Jam, let alone played basketball. So yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen. This is presumably Elliot because he's a big basketball fan, but I would consent now that my knee is a little better. I would consent to getting embarrassed by him in a one-on-one at some point. I like
You're taller than him, though,
basketball.
so you'd
I
probably
am
beat
quite
him.
a lot taller than him, yeah. But I also don't know how to play basketball. Don't tell
Fair
him.
enough. Carson Howard 9489 says, I certainly
Boy.
do have a lot to paint, and I've been teaching a few of my co-workers at the PD to play on our days off. We recently started a Battle Companies campaign. I'm playing Moria, and the other three are playing Azog's Legion, Halls of Thranduil, and Mordor. So I still get to enjoy playing the game.
Oh, good.
On a side note, the Halls of Thranduil player is probably going to accelerate really quickly in comparison to the Moria player. But no,
Oh,
Battle
look at this
Companies
guy
is
having played Battle Companies before.
it's beautiful. Battle Companies is maybe the best way to play the game, in my opinion. In a
Fantasy. No.
fun specific setting.
Fantasy Fellowship just
Okay,
outdoes it. But they're both very, very good.
you should watch our Fantasy Fellowship series, Jasmine. I do enjoy
Oh, great
listening to the
intro.
many podcasts for MESBG, but none more than Any Heroics. Now that really warms my heart because there's a
Look at
lot of good
it.
content out there.
You love to see it.
I do love Conquest Creations, Golems Gamers, Lost Alliance of Noobs and Men, Into the West, Battle Camper, Fox Gaming, just all you creators. Yeah, I mean, every name you've just listed there, I watched their stuff as well. So I'm a fan of theirs too. I think I really just globbed on to Any Heroics after you guys did a 100-point free-for-all video. Yes, that was definitely a video we did. I really enjoy yours content and look forward to seeing it all the time. Well, hopefully we'll be making a bit more. We keep saying we're going to put bat reps up. I think we have one coming on Friday. Depending on how the intern gets on with it. As I say, he is on holiday. So thank you very much for the nice words, Carson. That's really nice to hear. And that is it for the comments. I know it's only 17.
Perfect.
Last year I
Last year
had 30.
there were 18.
Yeah, again, if you're thinking about leaving a comment, just write something random.
Bonus points if you write the exact words something random.
Yes, bonus points if you write the words
Pedantry
exact
is
words something
encouraged around
random.
here, hence why Stephen keeps saying the word fewer at me when I say less.
Yes. Thank you everyone for coming on to listen. Thank you for comment, liking, sharing, subscribing. Remember to support your Hobbit hobby. Remember to go check out Firestorm Games in the link below, and buy some stuff from there if
Stay
you need
humble.
hobby
Stay
supplies.
chittery.
Stay humble and stay chittery. And
Chitter
Jasmine,
chitter.
have you got anything to shout out?
I have nothing, but other than thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very
You're more than
welcome.
welcome.
Yeah, we'll have to get the other seven members of the Seven City Crusaders on at some point.
Or we could have a big team event, Any Heroics versus Seven City.
Now, see, I don't know how an Any Heroics team could possibly overcome a Seven City team at a team event. That doesn't
Yeah.
sound possible
Or,
to me.
maybe doing it twice,
Teehee, the
Having
reference there is.
a full 9-on-9.
That would be cool, to be fair.
Yeah,
I
that
think
would be
Any
cool.
Heroic should probably lose that, though.
Well, you'd
Mostly
think
because I'm
so,
not on the team.
but.
See
Anyway, we'll catch you on the next one. Chitter,
you
chitter.
later. Chitter, chitter.